Blog Talk Radio.
Hanukkah, Sameah, light up. Here. The fourth day of Hanukkah, Rastafari, Maccabee Fighting Isla Day, right here. Here for the Wednesday podcast, Rastafari podcast for Wednesday, for the Wisdom Wednesday. Here we have the fourth day of the Festival of Lights. For Hanukkah, right here.
Salamta, Beta Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes. So here for the fourth day of the feast, fourth day of the Festival of Lights, we have today's daily psalm. Psalm 37, have the reading and feeding here from the fourth book of Maccabees as well, and the Maccabee Bible, right here. So here, let's ride up right here for wisdom. Wisdom is the important thing, the principal thing. Here, the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, here for the Wednesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast, here for the fourth day, the midway day of the Shavuah, here at the midway of the feast, the Festival of Lights, wisdom.
To pay it. See, two roads before.
Psalm 37 here for the fourth day of Hanukkah right here, here, here. The fret not thyself here. Words of wisdom, abundant life, popcorn right here, rising up the chant. Psalm 37.
Yeah, yeah, man, say now. You know the boss this man, I tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, not care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing they give you on the earth. Protect us from danger, these plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, a.k.a. Popcorn, the annual boss, the 76 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're a devil every time, here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotted against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay it not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting, and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers, in feast. They gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, ha, our eye had seen it.
Loyal to me saying, you're deaf.
Shalom for those who are called in, I like it down for DJ Kabala, you know. Drop it, Bundy.
It's sure. 37 songs.
Be careful of the friends them when you chose, and be careful of the ones them when you call friends. No for them a pray for see you lose, them not glad for your success. Some boy, them not stop wish bad for me. He had me for me talents and got you me. I bend on them face and them see me, but them not important. Me no want see them, me no want see them. Them boy they are hypocrite. Me no want see them, me no want see them. Them boy they are walk on this. A lion see me say, lion see me say. Shawty say I'm me real friend. Lion see me say, lion see me say. I shine you are me real friend. Oh boy can't change my mind against me real friend. No sir I know we that. No girl no money can mash up me and me friend. Hey boy you must be idiot. And if me and me friend never ask. Friend of me real friend, yes we have to grieve up. Can't get bad mind to me friend, I make life from progress. Me nah breed that. Cause me a no money friend, me a no liquor friend. Me no like attention and drama. Me treat people like how me supposed to. Cause me no like karma. A lion to me say, lion to me say. Sean is the young me real friend. Lion to me say, lion to me say. A lion to me say, lion to me say. Big up to all me real friends. Lion to me say, lion to me say. Listen to the country boy I talk.
Only love me I deal with. Strictly love me I deal with. I just love me I deal with. When me a sure love, me no know no else. He say, but mine a teach you someone else. When your judgment come, you can't go for help. Got to face it all by yourself. When me say love, me no want no more. Chuff. Tell me you some more life is sure. But my people sick and them not no cure. But me still a figure tell my floor. Hear me now, I no not no figure tell a man serious him. But some are not take ratings too far. No fine but themselves and go on with beer things. Me not red eye my friends in New York. But mine a kill mankind from long time. Them look big here on people dirty clothes. But as long as I live and have the sunshine, me not grudge a man see where he born. When me say love, me no know no else. Me say, but mine a teach you someone else. When your judgment come, you can't go for help. Got to face it all by yourself. When me say love, me no want no more. Sure. Tell me you some more life is sure. But my people sick and them not no cure. But me still a figure tell my floor. Sure. Me born in a ghetto but me still a make move. Keep my head above water, me no have time to lose. Empty barrel no have nothing figure prove. I just tell them some of them a carry back news. That's why me circle small so. Cause bad company will make you fall so. Oh you happy when the sufferers are ball so. And you still a take it all so. When me a show love, me no know no else. She say, bad mind a teach you someone else. When your judgment come you can't go for help. Got to face you all by yourself. When me say love, me no want no more chum. Tell me you some more life is sure. Bad mind people sick of them not no cure. But me still a figure tell my floor. Hey. Me no go rap from nobody. Me prefer work to the money. Me no go be people jewelry.
Shine is a real builder. All when you park it, maga like chain. From you a work for your honest bread. Member, Jaja go bless you one day.
Jaja
go bless you one day.
All
when you're there, outside of bed.
And
you a work for your honest bread. Member, Jaja go bless you one day. Jaja go bless you one day. Yeah. All when me even have a dollar kind. Me nah grudge a man see me live. All when I only one room me up. Nah grudge you for your house because it big like Postillion. All when me even have no bus fare. Me nah grudge you for your Benz where you was there. All when I only one shows me up. Me I wash that clean cause I hit me away. Yeah. All when your pocket manga like shit. From you I work to your honest bread. Member that I go bless you one day.
That
I go bless you one day. All when you're there, you're outside of bed.
Okay.
When you're out with your honest bread. Remember that I go bless you one day. So that I go bless you one day. Yeah.
Me know say your life don't pretty. You go a road and the road looks sticky. But don't bother give up, just go and live up. Don't bother get licky licky. Don't care which restaurant you selling.
Yeah.
Me a go and work with my red herring. From me can't reach it. From me a little boy with my dad's teeth.
I'll let you back it, man, I like you. And you will love
me, yes, I've got to know my king. Yeah. Please listen to the one end. The Most High is calling. Almighty is coming soon. Yeah. And all who don't wanna hear me and get caught up in the system, yes, you've got to pave your own way. Cause I wanna be
still I'm doing this. Yeah, make me get stronger now. Start tickling now. Turn up the volume of them hear you. Make me get stronger now. Start tickling louder now. Turn up the volume of them hear you. Make me get stronger now. Start tickling louder. Turn up the volume of them hear you. Make me get stronger now. Start tickling louder.
Let's go.
Turn up the volume of them hear you.
Cause if you never did I do good, them would don't want to see you. Mount make me talk, make them talk about you. Them can't stop, not take what God give you. Your blessing so much, that's why them ain't fun you. So make them talk, make them say what them saying. Just give thanks, no waste time and listen. Fight all them while use all the ammunition. The journey continue, not abort the mission.
Make me get stronger now, start tickling
now.
Turn up the volume, make them hear you. Make me get stronger now, start tickling louder now. Turn up the volume, make them hear you. Make me get stronger now, start tickling now. Turn up the volume, make them hear you. Make me get stronger now, start tickling louder now. Turn up the volume, make them hear you.
Them never see you till you stop where the tear marina. Now them start see your face in a gleaner. All of a sudden one bag of things attack up. See them in a crowd and them go silent when you walk up.
Why you never hear them say, oh you're rich and happy. And you can't broke again cause you are that bikini. All you can hear it.
Them boy, they are wicked. Make me get strong enough, start tickling enough. Turn up the volume, make them hear you. Make me get strong enough, start tickling loud enough. Turn up the volume, make them hear you. Make me get strong enough, start tickling enough. Turn up the volume, make them hear you. Make me get strong enough, start tickling loud enough. Turn up the volume, make them hear you.
Yes, 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 Sean Azell right there, Psalm 37, rhythm, 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 rhythm. Here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 37 here on the fourth day of Hanukkah, Rastafari Maccabee Fighting Isla Days, here, here, here.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in Him. 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 They trust in Him.
Shonizel Records right here with Psalm 37, today's daily psalm according to the royal order rhythm. And here, love you to hear this and understand this psalm here, Sojourner here with understand this psalm on Psalm 37 rhythm. Shonizel Records here, this.
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery? This whole jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food that never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. The only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're from beneath my eyes. Cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They probably need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down, face on the ground. No time to play around. Babylon a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They probably need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Why, yes I sojourner right there. Understand this psalm right here. Psalm 37 is the psalm that we need to get a good standing, understanding, inner standing, and come to overstanding. Psalm 37, today's daily psalm here on the fourth day of the Maccabee Fighting Isla Day, known as Hanukkah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians
unto me? O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So understand, overstand this psalm right here, here. Like to share that one again. Sojourner, understand this psalm. But here, moving forward to the Royal Amharic and go through this psalm. This psalm here is themed the problem with evil, the teaching of His Majesty, Kodamawi, Negusnagesh, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie teaches us good over evil. It's going to ride up with the Royal Amharic verse by verse, and also for this fourth day, the reading and feeding here on the feast, the festival of lights, keeping it lit. Yes, I.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh.
But I want
the next verse with Amharic.
Amharic?
But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Oh, here, Sama.
مزمور 36 بقنف 37 يا داويت مزمور بكفوچ لا يتقنا عمت انم بميادرغو لا يتقنا اند سار فطنو يدرقالونا اند لملم قتلم يرغفالونا باغزيابير تامن ملكامنم مادرك بمدرم تقمت تامنهم تسمارا በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ሲበል የልብህንም መሻት ይሰጣል። መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራስጥ በርሱም ታመን እርሱም ያደርግልሃል። እድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣ። ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ ተስፋም አድርገው። መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና። ከቁጣራት ማአትንም ተው እንዳትበድል አትቅና። ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ። ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖርም ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለካከተዋል እርሱንም በርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጫል እግዚአብሔር ይስቅበታል ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ ድሃውንና ችግረኛውን ይጥሉ ዘንድ ልበ ቅኖችንም ይወጉ ዘንድ ሰይፋቸው ወደ ልባቸው ይግባ ቀስታቸውም ይሰበር ለጻድቅ ያለው ጥቂት ከብዙ ከኃጢአተኞች ሀብት ይበልጣል የኃጥአን ክንድ ትሰበራለችና እግዚአብሔር ግን ጻድቃንን ይደግፋቸዋል የንጹሐንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልምም ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ይጸናል መንገዱንም ይወዳል ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና ጎለመሱ አረጀሁም ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም ምህል ሲለምን አላየሁም ሁል ጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማል ዘሩም በበረከት ይኖራል ከክፉ ሽሽ መልካምንም አድርስ ለዘላለምም ትኖራል እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን ይወዳልና ቅዱሳኑንም አይጥላቸውምና ለዘላለምም ይጠብቃቸዋል ለንጹሃንም ይበቀልላቸዋል የኃጥአን ዘር ግን ይጠፋል ጻድቃን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በርሷም ለዘላለም ይኖራሉ የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል የአምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው በእርምጃውም አይሰናከልም ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል ሊገድለውም ይወዳል እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወውም በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈውም እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና መንገዱንም ጠብቅ ምድርም ትወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርግሃል ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ ኃጥእን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁ ብመለስ ግን አጣሁት ፈለግኩት ቦታውንም አላገኘሁ ቅንነትን ጠብቅ ጽድቅንም እይ ለሰላም ሰው ቅሬታ አለውና በደለኞች በአንድነት ይጠፋሉ የኃጢአተኞች ቅሬታ ይጠፋል የጻድቃን መድኃኒታቸው ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው በመከራቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም በእርሱ ታምነዋልና
Thank you.
Yadna Chual, yes I, he will save them. Yadinal, he save I and I. Yes I, Maccabee fighting Isla Day right there, there, there. That was Abraham Chevuda from the Metam Kedus on the Psalms Mezmore Dawit of David from His Majesty's Bible. And the theme of today's daily psalm, Psalm 37, is the problem with and the problem of evil. Right here, here, here. From the teaching of His Majesty, the glory of His Majesty, B-I-B-L-E, going through this psalm here on the fourth day of Hanukkah, Maccabee fighting holiday, the Isla Days. Yes, I keep it lit. Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. Salam to Tenais Taling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie version. We have Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Selassie Sabbat, Psalm 37, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, Psalm of David of the Well-Beloved. Yes, Adkunna, yeah, Kufuwa Ita Fanta. The lot, right, of the righteous and the wicked. The lot of the righteous and the wicked. This psalm is themed in the Sefer Tehillim as the problem of evil, the problem of evil. It also carries the theme and the idea of the security of those who trust in He who be who He be, the tzadku, yet tzadkuna, and the insecurity of the wicked, of the ratchet, yeah. Kufu, ye kufu ita fanta. Superscription, ye Dawit mezmor. Ye Dawit of David, a mezmor, a chant, an intonation. So here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, we ride up. Mesma'ab, Wawulit, Wamenfes Kedus, Mezmore Dawit, Selassie Sabbat, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Be Kufuot Lai Atikna, Ametana Bemia Dergu Lai Atikna. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Be kufuot shalai atikna, amet anim bemiyadargulai atikna, indesarfet noa yidarg aluna, inda lemelme kitalima yiregfaluna. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. In the sara fetno yidart aluna, and wither as the green herb. In the lemelame kitalim yiregfaluna. Be egaziavi hera tamen melkam nimma adrig. Be midrima tek emeta tam nehima tesemara. Trust in Egeziaviher, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av. Be Egeziaviher tamen. And do good. Melkam menim adrig. So shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily, thou, the eye, shall be fed. Be midrima tek emet, tam nehima tesemara, tam nehim tesemara. Be egeziavi herdesa yibelih, ye libih nima meshata yisetahal.
Delight thyself, the I self, also in Egzi Abe Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Abe Egzi Abe Her Desibele. And he shall give thee, I, the desires of thine heart. Yelibihinima Meshata Yisetahal. Commit thy way to Egziavir, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Men gedihinna le Egziavir adrasit be arsuma tamen, arsuma yadarigl hal. Commit thy way to Egziavir, sustainer, to Yahweh. Men gedihinna le Egziavir adrasit. Trust also in him. Be'arsumatamen. And he shall bring it to pass. Arsum yadarigl hal. Sidkehin in the brahana. Fardihinim in the katira yametal. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Sidkehin in the brahan. And thy judgment for them as the noonday in the Keter Yametal. Le Egziavir Tegeza Tesfama Drgo Men Gedimma Bek Enach Letina Timetina Bemia Derigaso Atikena. Rest, rest in Egziavir, the sustainer of the good, the generous Father, and wait patiently for him. Le Egziavir Tegeza Tesafama Drago. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked, ratchet devices to pass. Men gedim bek enach letinat emetin bamiyadariga so atikena kokutarak meatinima tau indata bedilla tikena. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Kakutarak, cease from anger. Kakutarak, cease from anger. Kakutarak, cease from anger. Me'atinim tow, forsake wrath. Me'atinim tow, forsake, leave wrath. Me'atinim tow, kakutaraka me'atinim tow, and data bedil atikena. Fret not, atikena. Fret not. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And data bedilla tikna. Kufu adragi wocha yitefaluna. Egeziavi herina teswa yemi yadargu agin. Enarusu midrina yiwarsalu. For evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Egziavir, sustainer of the good, the generous Father, the generous Av, they shall inherit the earth. Kufu adragi wochitefaluna. Egziavirin tesva yemiadargugin. Narsu medrin yuarsalu. Genat ikita hat iatenya minorim. te fell gwale bota une matagenyem for yet a little a little while and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place and it shall not be. Gena tikit ahat yatenya minorim. Tifelgawale bota winne mata genyim. Garocha gin midrina yuarsalu. Garocha gin midrin yuarsalu. Bebuzuma salama desilachua. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Garochigin midrin yuarsalu bebizum salam desilachual. Khatiatenyas arkuna yimelekaketawal. The wicked plotteth against the just. Plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Tarsunim barsulayan getagetal. Egziavihir yisika betal kenun de mia darissa ayato alina. Egziavihir sustainer shall laugh at him. Egziavihir yisika betal. For he seeth that his day is coming. Kenun de mia darissa ayato alina. Khatiatenyo cha sefacho wina mezezu. Kesatacho wina magetaru. Deha wina chigrenya wina yitluzen. Libek enochne ma yuaguzen. The wicked, the wretched have drawn out the sword. And have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Libek enochnim yuaguzen. Sefacho wodelebacho wa yigba estacho wima yisber. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Sefacho wodelebacho yigba. And their bows shall be broken. Estacho wima yisber. Yisber. Let's adik ayalo tikita kabizuka khatiatenyo chahapta ye beltal. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Let's adik ayalo tikita kabizuka khatiatenyo chahapti beltal. Yeah, hat ana kinda tisabralechna egziavi hergina sadk anina ye degafachual. For the arms of the wicked, the ratchet shall be broken. Yehat ana kinda tisabralechna. But egziavihir sustainer upholdeth the righteous. Egziavihir gin sadik anina yidegafachual. Ye nitsuhanina menged egziavi yaukal. Ristachuim. Lezalalemno. Exiavihir, the sustainer, knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, for ever. Yen suhanin amen ged egziari her yaukal rista chowim lezalemno bekufu zemenim mayafrum beraba zemenim yitegbalu. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. The kufua zemenim mayafrum, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. The rab zemenim yitegbalu, chitan agina yitefalu, yegziavi hertelatoch bekabruna kefkefa balugize in the tisa yitefalu, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Egziari, her sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. Chata'an gina yitafalu, ye Egziari, her telatoch, bekabruna, kafkafa balu gize in the tisa yitafalu. Hat yatenya ye bedderal. Aya kafulimim. Sadik again yirara la yisat alim. The wicked boweth and payeth not again. Hat yatenya ye bedderal. Aya kafulimim. But the righteous sheweth mercy and giveth. Sadik again, yirarala yiset alim. Arsun yamiya barukuta midrina yiwarsaluna. Yamiya regomuta gin yitefalu. For such as the blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Arsun yamiya barukut midrin yiwarsaluna. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Yemiya regomuta gina yitafalu. Yesoa kahed ka egziavia zena yisena. Mengedunema yiwededal. The steps of a good man are ordered by egziavia her sustainer. Yesoa kahed. And he delighteth in his way. Menagedunima yweddan. Bia wedukim le dinagate ayat alim. Egziavi herijuna yzo ye degafawalina. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Be a word kim le dinagateya ait alim. For Egziavi her sustainer upholdeth him with his hand. Egziavi her ijuna yzo yidega fawalina. Waleme suhu arejuhum. Sadik siat al zarumehilla siya lemin alayahum. I have been young, gwalemesu, and now am old, arejuhum. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. Sadik sital, nor his seed begging bread. Zarumehilla siyalemin alayahum. Hul gizei rarala ya bedirmal. Zaruma beberreketa yinoral. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Hul gizei raral ya bedirmal, zarum bereket bebereketa yinoral. Ka kufu shesh melkamenim adrig, lezelalemim atinoral. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, forevermore. Kokufuwa shash. Melkamenimadrig. Lezalalimimatinorale. Egziabi herafarduna yiwedidalna. Kidusanima yitalachumna. Lezalalimima yitabakachual. Lenisuahanima yibakalachual. Yehatan zargina yitafal. For Egziabi her. The sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, loveth judgment. And forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. Lezalalemima yitabkachual. Lenisuhanema yibekalachual. Yehatian zergin yitefal. But the seed of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be cut off. Sadikana midrina yi warsalu. Ba'erswama lezalalem yi noralu. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever, forever. Sadikana midrin yi warsalu. Ba'erswama lezalalem yi noralu. Ye sadika afat bebina yasatamral. Andebetuma ferdina yi nagral. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. Yes, adik af tibebina yastemral. And his tongue talketh of judgment. Andebetuma ferdina yinagral. Yam laku hig belubu wistna. Be rimma jawima yisenakal. Aise nakale. Yamla kuhig, belubu istna. Berim jawima aise nakale. The law of his source, yamla kuhig, is in his heart, belubu istna. None of his steps shall slide. Berim jawima aise nakale. Khatia tenyas adkuna yi melekatawal. Liya gedla wima yi weddal. The wicked watcheth the righteous. Khatia tenya sadkuna yi melekatawal. And seeketh to slay him. Liya gedla wima yi weddal. Egziavi hergin. Be'ichu ayatawum, bete faredawum gizeya ayashenafawum. Egziavi will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Egziavi hergin, be'ichu ayatawum. Bete faredawum gizeya yashenafawum. Egziavi herin dej tena mengedunemat abik midrinemat warzazen kef yadarigahal khat yatenyochima siyat afuwa tayale. Wait on Egziavi herin dejtena and keep his way mengedunimatebik, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land midrinim towaris the zen kefkef yadargahal. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Khat yatenyo chima siyatafu tayale. Chataan, Chataan, Kaf Kaf Bolo Inda Libano Zigbam Lemal Moayahut. I have seen the wicked, the wretched, in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Chataan kaf kaf b'lo in the Libanos zigbam alem l'mo ayahut. Be'a melesa gin atahu tafeleguhu tabotahu nim alagenyuhum. Yet he passed away, and lo, look, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Bimelesa gina atahut, faleguhut, bota winem alagenyuhum. Kinnetinat evik, sitkinem ayi, lesalam so, kreta luna, mark the perfect man. Kinnetinat evik, and behold the upright, sitkinem ayi. For the end of that man is peace. Lesalam sok reta alawinna. Bedelenyo cha beandineti tefalu. Yehati atenyo kreta itefal. But the transgressors shall be destroyed, downstroyed together. Bedelenyo cha beandineti tefalu. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Yehati atenyo kreta itefal. Yes, Arikana Medachanitacho, Ka Egziavi Herzeno, Bemekracho Wimgize Mategiacho Arsuno. But the salvation of the righteous is of Egziavi Her, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father. Yes, Arikana Medachanitacho, Ka Egziavi Herzeno. Be mekracho wimgize metegiacho arsuno. He is the strength in time, in the hour of trouble. Egziavi her yeredachual, yadnachualim. Kachat yatenyo chima ija yawetachual. Yad natural, be'arsua tam newalina, egziari her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, shall help them and deliver them, egziari her yiredachual. Yad Nachualim, he shall deliver them from the wicked, from the ratchet, and save them. Kachat Yaten Yochim Ija Yawet Achual, Yad Nachualim, because they trusted in him. Ba'arsuatam Nawalina.
Y'all let the evil them to cool away in a car. I cut them all away. Yeah, sure, y'all way above it tonight. To the most side, you know. That's so far, right? Works of iniquity.
go astray. Don't follow the evil and the bad minded, because one day they're bound to get their pay. Fret not thyself of evil to work.
Fret not, fret not, fret not. Psalm 37 right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Right here, classics of the world, fret not. Yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, ideal here.
And it's getting to be about that time. You know, it's time to go. I've enjoyed being here with you this week. Enjoyed doing this for you. Oh, by the way, the revolution, number was played for Brian, who called in and said he'd like to hear that too. We have been playing this reggae music now for you since 12 o'clock, and it's getting about time to go. We hope you've enjoyed it. We enjoy bringing it to you here on WBSP. And we want to remind you that if you're listening during the week, every day, we do have reggae from just following the 12 news until about 12:30 every day. Stay tuned for Willie C coming up next with Mellow Gold. I'm going to see you next week. Peace and love.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Right here, here, here. Wisdom Wednesday, and here for this podcast, this broadcast here, the fourth day, moving forward to the fifth day of Hanukkah, of the Festival of Lights, livication, so livication, time of livication, some say dedication, initiating, rebooting, here in the season with the Book of Maccabees fighting Isla Day. So we have the reading for the fourth day from the fourth Book of Maccabees, right here. And first things first, to ride up with the first livication or dedication, the first Hanukkah, and the gifts of the seven princes over the 7 days. And then on the eighth day, we have the remaining five princes. So right here. This is coming forward right now. First this.
Aviva. Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Interesting, the Elijah connection as well. But first thing first, here we go to Numbers chapter 7. For the first dedication, KJV-wise, and I say livication, first livication. In the Hebrew, this is brought out as Hanukkah. And as we mentioned, the link with Hanukkah from the root of Hanak and Hanok or Enoch, initiated, the one initiated, as he was initiating those higher mysteries. But right here, for the Hanukkah season and time right here, we have the order of the host, in Numbers chapter 7, the fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Bamidbar in the wilderness. So here for the fourth day, the reading from the first livication, we have Numbers chapter 7, verses 30 to verse 41. So right here. Meshem Ha'ab, Wahabain, Wahruah HaKadosh, Yahweh Had, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, He who be, we be the one. Meshem Ha'ab, Wahwalid, Wahmentes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. So here, Numbers chapter 7, verse 30. On the fourth day, Eli-Zor, the son of Shedi-Or, prince of the children of Reuben, did offer. His offering was one silver charge of the weight of 130 shekalim shekels bur, one silver bowl of 70 shekalim shekels bur. After the shekel, the bur, the silver currency of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering, a mincha, a grain offering, a bloodless offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekelim full of incense, full of aishent, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, a olah, a ascension offering, a holocaust offering, yemikat el miswayet, one kid of the goats for a chataat, a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, of peace offering, the dechinet, the denna, well-being offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eli-Zor, the son of Shedi-Or. So right here, he had verse 36. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai, prince of the children of Shimon of Simeon, did offer. His offering was one silver charge, the weight whereof was 130 shekelim, one silver bowl of 70 shekelim after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a mincha, a meal offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekelim full of incense, aishens, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a olah, a burnt offering, yemikat el miswayet, one kid of the goats for chataat, a sin, a ukri offering, and for a sacrifice of shelamim, dechinet, peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zuri Shaddai. And here for the fourth day, the reading here from the Torah, Numbers chapter 7, focus verses, verses 30 to verse 41. So here as we move forward, we have the reading from the fourth book of Maccabees. And just to give a kind of an overview or like an intro to this fourth book, and we're referencing the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. And that translation from the ancient, they say Syriac, the Syriac, it's listening to the fourth book of Maccabees into eight chapters. So we find that ordering right there is ideal for the Hanukkah right here in the season, the reason for the season. So here, Maccabees Bible.
Although the Jews had won many battles under the brilliant leadership of Judah, the struggle to defeat the Seleucids continued. Since the beginning of their battle for independence, thousands had been murdered in defense of their religion. Pious Jews asked themselves how God could let his people die at the hands of the pagans. From this question arose a concept that would resonate for centuries, the idea of resurrection. Devout Jews believe their current tribulations signal the approach of the apocalypse, the final days of earth. They had faith that God would help them defeat the Seleucids and then miraculously bring back to eternal life those who had been martyred in their cause of freedom.
You dismiss us from this present life, but the King of the universe will raise us up to an everlasting renewal of life, because we have died for his laws. 2 Maccabees 7:9.
The very terror that was leveled upon the Jews in the time of Antiochus IV and the persecutions prompted this sort of reflection. What's going on before their very eyes was so unthinkable, so unspeakable to people who were otherwise innocent and righteous, that the only way to justify it, to rationalize it, to explain it to oneself is that in the long run, there's going to be a resurrection.
The emperor's viceroy Lysias was not concerned whether Jewish martyrs would enjoy everlasting life. He was determined only that more Jews die. Humiliated by the recent defeat of his most experienced generals at the hands of the Maccabees, he assembled an army of 65,000 and marched into Judea, where the Maccabean rebels awaited them. As the enemy approached Jerusalem, Judah realized the Seleucids would have to break battle formation to traverse a narrow gully. Seizing this opportunity, in a daring attack, Judah isolated and crushed the enemy vanguard. Then, as thousands of arrows rained down, the Maccabees attacked the main body of the Seleucids. Confronted by the implacable warriors of Judah, the Seleucids retreated in confusion and panic. they died by the thousands. Lysias, seeing his huge army disintegrating around him and unable to stage a counterattack, withdrew. He had lost over 5,000 men in only a few hours. With the defeat of Lysias, Judah now controlled all Judea. After 4 years of bloody war, his triumphant forces entered the holy city of Jerusalem. But what they found on the Temple Mount would horrify them. The house of God had been defiled by an altar dedicated to foreign gods.
There they saw the sanctuary desolate, the altar profaned. They saw the chambers of the priests in ruins. Then they tore their clothes and mourned with great lamentation. 1 Maccabees 4:38.
When they came in and they saw these upright stones or whatever they were on the altar, they saw another altar of sacrifice, they were horrified. And they viewed the temple as polluted, as unholy, as impure.
The victorious Jews beheld the devastation of their holy temple, its sacred altar covered with the dried blood of unclean animals. In order to purify the house of God, they scrubbed the temple clean. Then they removed the idols and sacrilegious stones which had been placed on top of the original altar.
We know that the pagan altar was removed, even the Jewish altar, which had now been profaned by having that pagan one put on top of it, was removed stone by stone and a new one built.
For weeks, the Maccabees puzzled over what to do with the sacred stones from the original altar, which had been desecrated in blasphemous sacrifice by the pagans.
They deliberated what to do about the altar of burnt offering, which had been profaned. They thought it best to tear it down, so they tore down the altar and stored the stones on the temple hill until a prophet should come to tell them what to do with them. 1 Maccabees 4:44.
The books of Maccabees only reveal that the sacred stones were stored somewhere on the temple hill. For centuries, scholars have wondered about their fate.
What happened to the original stones? They seem to have been thrown down by the Greeks or affected in some way, because the Maccabee books tell us that the temple was in ruins, that the buildings had been burned, that there were weeds growing up, that the altar had been desecrated. So there is a mystery there. What did they do with these stones? Where did they put them?
For over 2,000 years, the consecrated stones which made up the original altar have lain hidden and undisturbed. To this day, their whereabouts remain a mystery. Under the supervision of the priests, a new altar was carefully constructed based on the design of the original one. It was a time of exaltation for the faithful.
Because the Holy Temple was such a central place of worship and so revered for its holiness by the Jewish people, the ability to restore it and rededicate it after it had been violated had to represent a tremendous spiritual catharsis for the people.
The consecration of their holy temple was almost complete. The religious convictions so many had fought and died for had miraculously survived. Here, at the holiest site of all, the Jews would once again worship the God of their fathers. And a miracle was about to occur.
Mysteries of the Bible will be right back.
Yes, 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 little excerpt right there. They're the Judean people, the Judahite people, the Yehudi people. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's ride up right here.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, into the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Is like a fearful peal of thunder echoing out of the dim horizon. The fourth book of Maccabees. This book is like a fearful peal of thunder echoing out of the dim horrors of ancient tyranny. It is a chapter based on persecution by Antiochus, the little horn of Daniel, Donnell, a type of antichrist, the tyrant of Syria, whom some call Epiphany, the madman, the madman. Roman history of the first century records two such tyrants. The other, Caligula, the second brilliant madman, the second Illuminati madman. The form of this writing, the fourth book of Maccabees, is that of an oration. So carefully timed are the risings and fallings of speech. So devastating are its arguments. So unfaltering is its logic, is the logos. So deep its thrust, so cool its reasoning, that it takes its place as a sample of the sheerest eloquence. The keynote is courage. Degana, again. The keynote is courage. The writer begins with an impassioned statement of the philosophy of inspired reason. The philosophy, philo, sophia, the love of wisdom of inspired spiritual reason. Logos, logic. We like to think of this 20th century past as the age of reason and contrast it with the age of myths. Yet, a writing such as this is a challenge to such an assumption. We find a writer who probably belonged, some say, to the first century before the Christian era, the Messianic era, stating a clear-cut philosophy of reason, a love of wisdom, of logic, reason, that is just as potent today as it was 2,000 years ago. The setting of the observations in the torture chambers is unrelenting. On our modern ears attuned to gentler things, it strikes appallingly. The details of the successive tortures, suggesting the instruments of the Spanish Inquisition centuries later, are elaborated in a way shocking to our taste. Even the emergence
of the stoical characters of the old man, the seven brothers, and the mother does nothing to soften the ferocity with which this orator conjures courage, seeks to inspire courage. The ancient fathers of the Christian church, the true church, the confessing church, carefully preserve this book. We have it from a Syrian translation as a work of high moral value and teaching, and it was undoubtedly familiar to many of the early Christian martyrs, the witnesses of the Messiah, who were aroused to the pitch of martyrdom, of witness, by reading it. Hopefully we will be so inspired by hearing the reading and the orations of the fourth book of Maccabees, one chapter for each of the 8 days of Hanukkah, the feast, the festival of lights, the feast, the festival of relivification, of lighting the light and relightening the light of faith, re-enlightening. Lightening, eye and eye in the face, and for those trotting Yahweh truth and life, this is the time to relight the light of the true faith of the King of Kings Christ. Rastafari Hanukkah Sameach, Rastafari joyful Hanukkah, the fourth book of Maccabees.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are caught but few are choosing. Many are caught but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 4. This so-called age of reason may in this chapter read that the philosophy of reason is 2,000 years old. The story of seven sons and their mother. For the reason of our father Eleazar, like a fine steersman steering the ship of sanctity on the sea of the passions, though buffeted by the threats of the tyrant and swept by the swelling waves of the tortures, never shifted for one moment the helm of sanctity until he sailed into the haven of victory over death. No city besieged with many and cunning engines ever defended itself so well as did the holy man when his sacred soul was attacked with scourge and rack and flame. And he moved them who were laying siege to his soul through his reason that was the shield of sanctity. For our father Eleazar, setting his mind firm as a beetling sea cliff, broke the mad onset of the surges of the passions. O priest, worthy of thy priesthood, thou didst not defile thy holy teeth, nor didst thou befoul with unclean meat thy belly that had room only for piety and purity. O confessor of the law, O confessor of the Torah, and philosopher of the divine life, such should those be whose office is to serve the law, to serve the Torah, and defend it with their own blood and honorable sweat in the face of suffering to the death. Thou, O Father, didst fortify our fidelity to the law through thy steadfastness to glory, and having spoken in honor of holiness, thou didst not belie thy speech, and just confirm the words of divine philosophy by thy deeds, O aged man, that was more forceful than the tortures, O reverend elder, that was tenser strung than the flame, thou great king over the passions, Eleazar. For as our father Aaron, armed with the censer, ran through the mass congregation against the fiery angel and overcame him, so the sons of Aaron, Eleazar, being consumed by the melting heat of the fire, remained unshaken in his reason. And yet, most wonderful of all, he, being an old man, with the sinews of his body unstrung, and his muscles relaxed, and his nerves weakened, grew a young man again in the spirit of his reason, and with Isaac-like reason turned the hydra-headed torture to impotence. O blessed age, O reverend gray head, O life faithful to the law and perfected by the seal of death. Assuredly then, if an old man despise the torments to death for righteousness' sake, it must be admitted that the inspired reason is able to guide the passions. But some perhaps may answer that not all men are masters of the passions, because not all men have their reason enlightened, but as many as their whole heart make righteousness their first thought, these alone are able to master the weaknesses of the flesh, believing that to Elohim they die not, as our patriarchs Abraham and Isaac and Jacob died not, but that they lived to Elohim. Therefore, there is nothing contradictory in certain persons appearing to be slaves to passion in consequences of the weakness of their reason. For who is there that being a philosopher, following righteousness, the whole rule of philosophy, and having put his trust in Elohim, and knowing that it is a blessed thing to endure all hardness for the sake of virtue, would not conquer his passions for the sake of righteousness? For the wise and self-controlled man alone is a brave ruler of the passions. Yea, by this means, even young boys, being philosophers by virtue of the reason, which is according to righteousness, have triumphed over yet more grievous tortures. For when the tyrant found himself notably defeated in his first attempt, and impotent to compel an old man to eat unclean meat, then, truly in violent rage, he ordered the guards to bring others of the young men of the Hebrews, if they would eat unclean meat, to release them after eating it. But if they refused, to torture them yet more savagely. And under these orders of the tyrant, seven brethren, together with their aged mother, were brought prisoners before him, all handsome and modest and well-born and generally attractive. And when the tyrant saw them there, standing as if they were a festal choir with their mother in the midst, he took notice of them, and struck by their noble and distinguished bearing, he smiled at them, and calling them near, said, "O young men, I wish well to each one of you, and admire your beauty, and honor highly so large a band of brothers. So not only do I advise you not to persist in the madness of that old man who has already suffered, but I entreat of you to yield to me and become partakers in my friendship. For as I am able to punish those who disobey my orders, so am I able to advance those who do obey me. Be assured then that you shall be given positions of importance and authority in my service if you will reject the ancestral law of your polity, share in the Hellenic life and walk in a new way, and take some pleasure in your youth. For if you drive me to anger with your disobedience, you will compel me to resort to terrible penalties and put every single one of you to death by torture. Have pity then on yourselves, whom even I, your opponent, pity for your youth and your beauty. Will you not consider with yourself this thing, that if you disobey me, there is nothing before you but death and torments?" With these words, he ordered the instruments of torture to be brought forward in order to persuade them to fear to eat unclean meat. But when the guards had produced wheels and joint dislocators and racks and bone crushers and catapults and cauldrons and braziers and thumb screws and iron claws and wedges and braiding irons, and the tyrant spoke again and said, "You had better feel fear, my lads, and the justice you worship will pardon your unwilling transgression." But they, hearing his persuasions and seeing his dreadful engines, not only showed no fear, but actually arrayed their philosophy in opposition to the tyrant, and by their right reason did obey his tyranny. And yet consider, supposing some amongst them to have been faint-hearted and cowardly, what sort of language would they have used? Would it not have been to this effect? "Alas, miserable creature that we are, and foolish above measure. When the king invites us and appeals to us on terms of kind treatment, shall we not obey him? Why do we encourage ourselves with vain desires and dare a disobedience that is to cost us our lives? Shall we not, O men, my brothers, fear the dread instruments and weigh well his threats of the tortures and abandon these empty vaunts and this fatal bragging? Let us take pity on our youth and have compassion on our mother's age, and let us lay to heart that if we disobey, we shall die. And even the divine justice will have mercy on us if compelled by necessity we yield to the king in fear. Why should we cast away from us this dear life and rob ourselves of this sweet world? Let us not strive against necessity, nor with vain confidence invite our torture. Even the law itself does not willingly condemn us to death. We being in terror of instruments of torture, why does such contentiousness inflame us, and a fatal obstinacy find favor with us when we might have a peaceful life by obeying the king? But no such words escaped these young men at the prospect of the torture, nor did such thoughts enter into their minds, for they were despisers of the passions and masters over pain.
God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 7, verse 40 to verse 50. Basama abo wala mafasa kadus ahadumak. And Haran made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. So Haran made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars, the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and all the vessels which Haran made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zartan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceeding many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole chaylu, kebole ketamawe haile shalasi nugus niges Ethiopia, Yeshua Shalom.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not
the Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, renewed covenant reading for Chanukah. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 through 13, and the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verse 8 through 25. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Romans chapter 10. The apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, chepetz lebabi, utifilati le Elohim, ba'ad Israel, asher yewasheu, ki miid ani alehem, shema kanim le Elohim, abal lo bedat. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim. For Mashiach, for Christ, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness that is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Mashiach down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Mashiach again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord, Adon Ahad, over all is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Matthew chapter 1. And Asa begot Josaphat, and Josaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Ozias, and Ozias begot Joatam, and Joatam begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Ezekiah, and Ezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah, and Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Salatiel, and Salatiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud, and Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Matan, and Matan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Yeshua, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Mashiach, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon to Mashiach are 14 generations. Conception and birth of Yeshua. Now the birth of Yeshua HaMashiach was on this wise. The birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take to thee Mary thy wife, for that is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled that was spoken of Yahuwah by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel. That being interpreted is, El with us, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of Yahuwah had bidden him, and took to him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Yeshua, and called his name Jesus. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Laketamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The home place is too far.
Worry not, you say. Yeah.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in what 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 they trust.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But we want the next verse with Amorek. But we want the next verse with Amorek.
Worry not, you say.
Mazmur Salasa Fidus. በቅንፍ 37 የዳዊት መዝሙር በክፎች ላይ አስተቅና አመጣንም በሚያደርጉ ላይ አስተቅና እንደ ሳር ፈጥነው ይደርቃሉና እንደ ለመለመ ቅጠልም ይረግፋሉና በእግዚአብሔር ታመን መልካምንም አድርግ በምድርም ተቀመጥ ታምነህም ተሰማራ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበል የልብህንም መሻት ይሰጣል መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራስጥ በርሱም ታመን እርሱም ያደርግልሃል እድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣል ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ ተስፋም አድርገው መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና ከቁጣራት መዓትንም ተው እንዳትበድል አትቅና ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖር ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከታዋል እርሱንም በርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጫ እግዚአብሔር ይስቅበታል ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ ድሃውንና ችግረኛውን ይጥሉ ዘንድ ልበ ቅኖችንም ይወጉ ዘንድ ሰይፋቸው ወደ ልባቸው ይግባ ቀስታቸውም ይሰበር ለጻድቅ ያለው ጥቂት ከብዙ ከኃጢአተኞች ሀብት ይበልጣል የኃጥአን ክንድ ትሰበራለችና እግዚአብሔር ግን ጻድቃንን ይደግፋቸዋል የንጹሃንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልም ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ይጸናል መንገዱንም ይወዳል ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና ጎለመስ አረጀሁም ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም ምህል ሲለምን አላየሁ ሁል ጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማ ዘሩም በበረከት ይኖራል ከክፉ ሽሽ መልካምንም አድርግ ለዘላለምም ትኖራል እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን ይወዳልና ቅዱሳኑንም አይጥላቸውምና ለዘላለምም ይጠብቃቸዋል ለንጹሃንም ይበቀልላቸዋል የኃጥአን ዘር ግን ይጠፋል ጻድቃን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በርሷም ለዘላለም ይኖራሉ የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል የአምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው በርምጃውም አይሰናከልም ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል ሊገድለውም ይወዳል እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወውም በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈው እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና መንገዱንም ጠብቅ ምድርም ተወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ ኃጥን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁት بملس جنا تاو فلكوت بوت عون ما لقينه كن الناس أتفك سيد كنم أي لا سلام سوق الريت حلونا بدل نوش باند الناس يتفعلو يهات يعطي نوش الريت ها يتفع يتعد كان مدهاني تاتشو كجابير زندنو በመከራ ቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም በርሱ ታምነዋልና
God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified. Yeah, you see, Ethiopia
shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Psalm 37. Here, Lil David, Alatitahara, Ba Mitraim, Alatik Ane, the Osei Allah, the Osei Allah, the Osei Allah. Fret not, hear, of David, lit dawi of David. Now, just a little note here, in the KJV, italicized, you find a psalm. So wherever you find the italicization, Habarim, fellow disciples, Talmudim, fellow disciples and associates, when you find the italicization in the KJV, what does that mean, Habarim? It means those words don't appear there in the
original in the Meseretawi, Kwankwa in the Ibrahim, as the Imperial Majesty says, from the foundational Meseretawi, Kwankwa, Ka Meseretawi, Kwankwa, Ka Ibrahim. Hebraist in the Royal Amharic Hebrew. So here going to the foundational language according to the teaching of His Majesty Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Here going to the Hebrew. Today's Daily Psalm, Midrash, study Midrash. On Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zain of David, Lit David. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Hear. First verse, Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Le David, Al Titachar Bamiraim, Al Tikane Beose Aula. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Al-titahar. Fret not. Al-titahar. Al-titahar. Al-don't-titahar. Fret yourself. Fret thyself. Al-titahar. Ba-mi-ra-im. The evildoers on the ra-ra. Ba-mi-ra-im. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. Al-tik-anne. Don't be envious. Be-ose-aula. Against the workers of Aula, Avla in the modern Hebrew, be pronounced as Be'ose Avla. In the ancient Hebrew, Be'ose Aula. Workers of iniquity, be not thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. Be'ose, the doers of Aula, of Avla, workers of iniquity. Now, these words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even the verse from the Mishlei Shlomo, from the Proverbs, the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners. Make not thy heart envy others. Al yikane libeka v'chataim. Make not thy heart envy sinners, envy others. Al yikane libeka v'chataim. Of whom should you be envious? Only of those who have the fear of Jehovah, of He who be who He be all the day. Ki im b'yiratio kol hayom. But be in fear, in reverence, in respect. B'yirat, have respect of Jehovah all the day. Chi'im b'yiratio kol hayom. Do not envy the wicked, the rasha, the rishaim. Do not envy the wicked, the ratchet. It is nothing. It is nothing. No thing at all. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth? At most a fourth of a log. And here, Midrash note on log, where it says, how much oil is in it? An eighth? At most a fourth of a log, a log. What is a log? Here, the Midrash note here on log refers us to the 16th note
to Psalm 23. So here we look at Psalm 23 in the Midrash, Psalm 23 and the 16th. Looking at for the 16th note, we find the 16th note. And what is to be the measure of David's cup? What is to be the measure of Dawid's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rav, it is to be 221 logs. 221 logs. So log right here in the Midrash note, the 16th note here to Psalm 23. One log or log is a liquid measure that's equal to the content of the space occupied by six eggs. So a log is a liquid measure. A liquid measure that's equal to the contents of the space occupied by six eggs. Ani lechozer, I repeat. Do not envy the lamp of the wicked. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth, at most a fourth of a log. But the lamp has no afterglow. When the oil is consumed, the lamp goes out at once. As it is said, even in the Mashal, Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 20, the evil man will have no future. The lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Ki lo tihye achrita lara'a, ner rishayim yida'ach. For there will be no future to the evil man. Ki lo tihye achrit la'ra'a. The lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, ner rishayim, shall be put out, yida'ach. Ki lo tihye achrit la'ra'a, ner rishayim, yida'ach. Ki lo tihye achrit la'ra'a, ner rishayim, yida'ach. And here's just a note in the Hebraic, in the Hebrew, in the Hebraic sense, the wicked in the legal sense, wicked, righteous, the wicked is the guilty, and the righteous be the innocent. As concerning the verse, future, acharit, acharit, has a sense of the last or that which comes after, acharit, speaking of the wicked, his end will come suddenly, and his lamp near of the rishayim, of the ratchet ones, yidak, will be put out. Hence, hear, David said, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity. Alate ane, be ose avla, be ose aula, neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. Al tikane be ose aula. And here, Midrash note here, so the PE, the print edition, the ET, the edited text, the quotes here, the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs, Proverbs 23, verse 17a. Al yikane libeka bachatai. Make not thy heart envy sinners. Al yikane libeka bachatai. Rather be envious of that lamp that will never go out and whose light will never fail. What lamp is that? The one spoken of in the words, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Hear, 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 Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. The lamp, the commandment is a lamp. The commandment is a lamp, and the law, HaTorah, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzvah with Torah, or for the commandment is a lamp. Ki ner mitzvah, and the teaching with Torah, and the law, the teaching with Torah, or, and the teaching and Torah is or, is light. Ki ner mitzvah with Torah, or. Again, therefore, Selezi, in saying, be not the rival of sinners in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17a. Be not the rival of sinners, of Akkad. Can you hear Mishle Shlomo? Proverbs 23, first part of the verse, verse 17. Al yikane libeka ba chatayi. And be not, says, let not thy heart envy sinners. Here we have, be not the rival, be not the rival. Al yikane, al yikane, al yikane, ba chatayi, of sinners of Akkad. See here, Midrash note, in this comment right here, we have the word ane, ane, ane. Ane, Hebraically, may mean either rival, either rival, al yikane, ane, rival or envy. Here, here, here. And make not thy heart rival sinners, or make not thy heart envy sinners. Al yikane libeka b'chatayi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, be my rival. If it were not for such rivalry, the world could not endure, for no man would take a woman to wife, to Isha, nor build a house, if Abraham had not sought to rival Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. He would not have become possessor of heaven and earth. And here, a Midrash note, in this comment, Bereishit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 19 is read, blessed by God Most High be Abram, possessor of heaven and earth. And here, Bereishit, Genesis chapter 14, the full of full, verse 19. Vayabarkehu, vayomar, Baruch Abram, Le'el Elyon, Kone Shamayim, Wa'aretz. Here in the traditional translation, and he blessed him, Vayabarkehu, and said, Vayomar, blessed be Abram of God Most High. Baruch Abram Le'el Elyon, maker of heaven and earth, or Hebraically, possessor of heaven and earth. Kone Shamayim Wa'aretz. Vayibarkehu Vayomar Baruch Abraham Le'el Elyon Konei Shamayim Wa'aret. That can also be read as blessed by El Elyon, by El Most High, El Elyon, the Avram, possessor of heaven and earth, Kone Shamayi Wa'aret. Refer to the Genesis Rabbah 43:17. When did Abraham seek to rival Ha'el, the true good Ha'el Ha'Elohim? When he said to Malachi Edek Melchizedek, on account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? And here, Midrash notes, in rabbinic literature, the name Malachi Edek Melchizedek is taken to be another name for Shem, the son of Noah, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 76.3, third note on Psalm 76, and another Midrash note, here, so reads the P.E., the printed edition. On account of what righteous act is thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? The E.T., the edited text reading, didst thou come forth alive? And Malachi Edek Melchizedek answered, because of the alms that I and I gave in the ark. Abraham asked, what occasion did you have for giving alms in the ark? Were there four people there? Were not only Noah and his sons there? To whom did you give alms? Malachi Edek Melchizedek replied, we, I and I, gave alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds. We, I and I, did not sleep, because all night we, I and I, were setting food before this one and before that one. Thereupon, Abraham reflected, had they not given alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds, Noah and his sons would not have come forth alive from the ark, from Hateva. It was only because they gave alms that they came forth from it alive. Therefore, all came. If I give alms to the sons of men, how much greater the deed? At once, Abraham planted an eshel in Beersheba. That is, he gave food, drink, and escort to all the sons of men. Here, Midrash note on the eshel, the Hebrew word eshel, tamarisk tree, referred to Bereshit Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Vayitap eshel, dia ve'era sheva, vayayikara sham. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba. Wayita Eshel via Be'era Shava. And called there
on the name of the Lord, on the name of He who be, who He be, the everlasting God, the everlasting true good. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Yahweh El Olam. Midrash note, the Asher, the tamarisk tree, is taken here as an acrostic, a Hebrew or Hebraic acrostic for Akila, food, Shatia, drink, and Luia, escort. Here, the Eshel is taken as a Hebrew acrostic, meaning first letter of each word, the Aleph, the Shin, and the Lamed of Eshel is taken as a Hebrew acrostic for Akila, food, Shadia, drink, and Lewia, escort. Note also that Eshel, it consists of the same consonants as She'il, She'il, Sha'al, She'il, Sha'al, Sha'al, to ask. And so when Shlomo and Solomon said, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, Ecclesiastes 4:4, again, I consider all labor and all excelling in work, all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor. It is vanity and striving after wind. V'ayti ani etakol amala v'etakol ki asharona hama'ise ki hi inata isha meya re'ayhu gam zehevela. Again, I consider V'ra'iti ani, and I saw, and seeing I, and I saw, again I considered V'ra'iti ani etakol amal, and again I considered, I saw all labor at call amal, and all excelling in walk and work with at call kishron hama iseh, that for it is a man's rivalry with his neighbor. Ki hi ina'at isha me'ra'ayhu. Also this is vanity. Gam ze hebel. Also this vanity. Gam ze hebel. And a striving after wind. O reot ruach. V'ra'iti ani et kol amal v'et kol kishrona hama'ise ki hi akinat isha me'ra'ihu gam ze hebel ur'ut ruach. Here, Kohelet, the preacher, called Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 4. This section, verses 4 to 6, the evil of rivalry, or the evil of envy. Again, I considered, V'ra'iti ani, literally, and I saw. Once more, he and I meditate upon the worth of human labor. Again, I saw all labor and all excelling in work, all excelling in walk. V'ra'iti ani et kol amal v'et kol kishron hama'iseh. Excelling in work. Kishron. The Hebrew word is the same as
Abigail, also found in chapter 2, verse 21. And in this passage, it signifies the sincerity and application that a man devotes to his task to make a success of it. A man's rival with his neighbor. A man's rivalry. He, each man's rivalry, with his neighbor. Or more literally, from jealousy of one toward the other. From jealousy of one toward the other. Inat ish me ra'ehu. The incentive to walk, the incentive to work, is not the accomplishment of something worth doing, but the desire to outdo one's fellow man. Thereby, life becomes a competition instead of mutual cooperation. It is curious to find how very modern this conception is. It would make a splendid motto, some say, for a socialist address against the evils of competition. But Solomon, Shlomo, saying, again, I considered all labor and all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. When it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. He meant, be not the rival of sinners, of others. Al yikane ba chatai. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Hanukkah, Sameach, Rastafari, fighting, Isle of Days. A local Twinkle Brothers, there, outro. Yes, sir. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Laila Tov, Boker Tov, yes, sir.